Victims of Zelle scams might get reimbursed from their banks. Twitter may start charging for business accounts. Nobel Prize award in physics involving quantum computing. And authorities are warning of information manipulation during the 2022 elections. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show. Happy Artificial Intelligence Day and happy Cybersecurity Month to you all. To the Computer Doctor Show is your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 108. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. and we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Co-hosting today is Chris from the Cassidy Unscrewed Theater.
Hello. I had no idea it was Artificial Intelligence Day. I would have gotten you a dolly.
And it is Cybersecurity Month, according to the Cybersecurity Intelligence Security Agency.
Well, happy, happy. Let's have a party.
Yes. So lots of things to talk about today, but we first want to show some love to the team at Perfection Auto Works for all of your car's needs. Mike Emery has found the dream team of expert professional auto technicians in Tucson and their clean facility. So they get it right the first time. So don't waste your time or your money at suspicious shops that don't keep their word. Take advantage of their free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com. We have a great show, so let's get right into tech news. The first thing is Twitter is really starting to think about charging for business accounts.
Yes.
And so there are things that you can buy on Twitter. We were talking about the advertising prior.
Right. You can buy a paid ad on Twitter.
And you can buy paid ads on YouTube, Google. You can
Facebook.
There's ads in all these social medias.
Yes.
And there's a way to pay for them. So what Twitter is thinking about doing, and again, this is just a rumor, but $4.99 per month can give you a business account. This is not yet. This is something that's still in rumored in discussion. By the way,
It's a rumor.
It's still a rumor.
Oh,
it's still a rumor. So
wow.
We broadcast rumors here. Okay.
You heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend
who heard it on the radio. Yeah, that's right. So it could be that you might have to pay to use Twitter. But right now it is free. It is still not owned by Elon Musk yet. So that I don't know what's happening with that deal.
Right. So that happened even before he had the designs on Twitter.
I don't know when the rumor started. Maybe it was somebody on Elon's team that started
maybe.
That rumor.
Maybe. Because he doesn't have enough money.
Now, the other part is, I'm sure $4.99 is not going to help the situation much.
You know, is that going to be for every Twitter account?
They're focusing on business, is the understanding. But the other thing is it also fixes another problem. That is too many fake accounts being created.
Oh, yeah, those bots.
Yes. So if
they're the little eggs.
if you have scammers and hackers that are programming bots and other computers to do malicious things, if they're out there creating all these free accounts and they have malicious intent, it's going to slow them down quite a bit if they have to pay X amount of dollars for every single account for every month that it's open.
Right.
One of the things that makes a account valid is how long it's been in existence. So a brand new account in a lot of these social media apps, you know, the YouTubes, the Facebooks, the Instagram, Twitter, just by creating an account doesn't mean that you have all the abilities. You have to establish some sort of history before it unlocks a lot of the features and unlocks a lot of the things that can be done with the application. So if you have to start paying for that, that kind of changes that algorithm. That
it
changes
could.
The way things do. So it keeps out the troublemakers at a price. Money actually does make a difference.
Right, right. You have to have some skin in the game, as they say.
Exactly. So also this week, Nobel Prize awards were given out. One in particular in physics involving quantum computing.
Quantum computing.
And another term we're going to call quantum teleportation, but we're going to get that out in just a second.
Ooh.
The names of the award winners was Anton Zellinger, Alan Aspect, and John Clauser. They won the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics this week with a new approach to quantum computing. They've taken advantage of a strange quantum behavior to develop basic applications that no conventional technology can match, therefore pioneering another widely misunderstood application called quantum teleportation. This bizarre feature of quantum physics makes it possible to move a quantum state from one particle to another.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So you're not saying like in Star Trek.
On a molecular level, they're starting with the article says a quantum state from one particle to another, essentially making one molecule just like another molecule, or making a copy from using quantum.
Okay.
At the quantum level.
Yes.
So essentially, you could theoretically copy a dollar bill using quantum.
Oh, and move it from one place to another?
Yeah, like if you had a dollar in your wallet, I could have some sort of device and I can move that dollar out of your wallet into my wallet.
But it's my dollar.
Well, according to the science, it could be whoever presents.
So, but this is a very early stage.
Extremely early.
They're starting with one molecule at a time.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. So they're going to build up from that.
Possibly. Maybe they'll go to atom.
Two
molecules, and maybe a bug, and then maybe a piece of paper.
A gecko.
You know? Maybe. Yeah. Who knows? You know, they're starting small.
Okay.
But this is cutting edge technology.
It is.
We're at the cusp of the known and the unknown.
Okay.
They're like right there.
it's Schrodinger's computer.
Yeah. But the idea, hopefully this will not get in the wrong hands.
Of course.
Hopefully scammers will not find a way to teleport themselves into a bank vault.
Well, when have they ever used technology for evil?
See, that's the point.
Yeah.
They do. They use the modern technology. As a matter of fact, that brings us into our next story here. Zelle. Mm-hmm. Zelle scams.
Yes.
See, the computer doctor is very, very popular
today.
Yes,
that's right. It's Zelle calling.
So Zelle scams might get reimbursed from their banks. So there was a Massachusetts senator that and others that are pushing banks to be responsible for the money that scammers steal using the Zelle scam. And for those that are not familiar with the Zelle scam, or familiar with Zelle at all. So your bank, many banks, I would say maybe about 60, 70, maybe 80% of the banks out there that have a national presence, maybe not so much for local banks, all the national banks, they use a service called Zelle. It's a feature that's on your app. It allows you to send money to other banks, to other people that use other banks.
And you use it from your bank account.
Use it from your bank account. There is a subscription. Zelle is a different contractor. They have an arrangement with the bank that allows them to move money along as long as the account holder authorizes those movements of cash.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like taking a dollar out of my wallet and putting it somewhere else.
Yes, but without using the quantum
teleportation.
Right. So this can be done using Zelle, but it has to have the permission of the account holder in order to move that money.
Right.
So So what Zelle has said is Zelle has a sharp distinction between fraudulent activity and scams. So here's the difference. Zelle claims that when you pay for something and the person fails to follow through with the transaction, that is a scam.
Okay.
Okay. So,
right.
Okay, you pay me a dollar. I trick you into telling you, you give me a dollar, right. I'm going to give you this service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You give me the dollar, but I fail to give you the service.
Right. I'd be really mad.
Right. Yeah. So that would be a scam.
Yes.
Because I defrauded you. You
promised something that you didn't deliver.
Right. But I still got your money and I'm not going to give it back to you. I just ran away.
I've heard about things like that.
Okay. Then there is something else that Zelle calls if somebody gets into your account with your knowledge and they make a transaction that you did not authorize, that is fraud.
Fraud. Okay.
So, that's equivalent of me going into your wallet and taking out the dollar and taking it without your knowledge.
Right. You just stole it.
That would be theft or fraud.
You didn't scam me or bunk me or trick me.
Exactly.
No, you just stole it.
Instead of me opening up your wallet and taking out the wallet, I tricked you into opening up your own wallet and you taking out your own money and handing it over to me.
You're not going to do that today.
So, in that same way, you can't blame the company that builds the lock if you let in the robber, so to speak.
Oh.
So it turns out that scammers love money transfer services like Zelle when robbing a victim because it's too easy to use. And that's one of the reports that the senators are starting to make towards a lot of these banks, because there's lots of victims out there,
mm-hmm.
because it's too easy and it's almost impossible for the money to be returned. Because it's digital, it's just moved over there.
Right.
And once it gets there, it's practically guaranteed. I mean, there's very little that the banks can do according to the direction that it is. The smart thing about it is, if you have to pay somebody, pay them through PayPal. You know, if it's somebody that you know and somebody that you trust, fine, go ahead and do a Zelle. But if it's somebody that you're not sure of, go the traditional route, check, money order, PayPal.
So if it's your friend or family, you can use one of the apps.
You can
Zelle. It's someone mm-hmm. you don't know, then more security measures.
Right. You want to have that middleman there. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week and information manipulation during the 2022 elections. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
So where are you off to, Fester?
Gee, Gomez, I'm low on gunpowder and light bulbs.
Okay, but remember, don't use the cigarette lighter to charge your...
Oh, dear. The repairs will cost us an arm and a leg.
Well, I'll go out back and dig up a few arms and legs.
Ah, here we are, Bones. Bloodsucker Auto Repair. Excuse me, I left my hearse off here for an oil change.
Hey, Drac, here's the bill.
$30,000 for an oil transfusion? Oh my, there's a pain in my chest.
Master, it's the stake they just drove through your heart.
Taking your car or truck to an auto repair shop shouldn't be scary or your worst nightmare. When you take your car to Perfection Auto Works, you will be tranquil with our free 26-point inspection, our quality parts, and our service, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at computerdoctortucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Chris, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into our next segment, Chris, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater?
Well, I can tell you that we have improv comedy shows every Friday and Saturday night. And as a matter of fact, tonight we have two amazing shows. We have a family-friendly show at 7:30, and we also have a very special show. It is a Pride celebration. So we have members of the LGBT community telling stories and improvising scenes, having a great time, and it starts at 9 p.m. tonight. That is an uncensored show. And in addition to joining us in person at our theater, which is on Speedway between Swan and Columbus, you can also stay home and live stream both of those shows. You just need to go to our website, which is unscrewedtheater.org, and you can watch those shows through Zoom.
You can watch the shows through Zoom on the from the website, and you can buy tickets there. And so go ahead and take the family there. Lots of fun there. Very funny shows. And for our next part here, we're going to take a look at some science and tech history that was happening this week. So, Chris, what do you have for us there?
All right. Well, apparently on October 6th, 2010, that would be 12 years ago, something called Instagram was released.
What's that?
I don't know if you've ever heard of this, but Instagram, I think it has to deal with pictures, something like that. And of course, as most people know, 2 years later, so that would be 2012, it would be purchased by Facebook for $1 billion. Yeah. And I'm sure it's worth a couple bucks more than that.
Yeah, how about that?
And it is an app that is integral in most people's digital lives.
Depending on your age.
Exactly.
I came into the game earlier than the Instagram. I was never Instagrammalized into the Instagram culture. So other people have been. Yes. I have not. I could actually live without Instagram, technically.
I do, as a matter
you
of
do
fact.
Live
I do live without Instagram, okay.
You take Facebook away and Twitter. See, I'm a big Twitter and Facebook, so.
Well, it just goes to show how old we are, what our demographic is.
Demographic? Okay, all right. What's the next one we got?
Well, also, this week on October 7th of 2011, that would be 11 years ago, there was something called Litecoin. It was a cryptocurrency was released. Now, this was 2 years after Bitcoin started. So again, this was 11 years ago, and that means that Bitcoin was has been going on for 13 years. Now, if you look at the prices of these different cryptocurrencies today, a Litecoin, one Litecoin is worth $52.88. One Bitcoin is worth $19,461.
So if there's anybody out there that bought Bitcoin 13 years ago...
and still has it.
You might want to meet them and, you know, be their friend and, you know, and be very cordial to them.
Absolutely, so. Absolutely. You know, with Litecoin, maybe not so much.
Okay. Let's do that last one that we have there, and then we're going to take our caller here.
All right. And October 10th, 1984, that was 38 years ago, a company called Cisco was founded. Now, Cisco holds the top seat for networking standards and manufacturing of networking products.
That's right. Now, if you've ever been in a data center, I have several times, you're basically surrounded by Cisco products. Okay.
Yeah.
The routers, the switches, a lot of the equipment, even down to the cables, are made by Cisco's made up to the Cisco standards of things. So they're a great manufacturer. So 38 years with Cisco, we wouldn't have internet without Cisco networks.
Exactly.
Okay, we're going to go to line one. We have a caller, Roberta. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show again. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Okay, good to hear from you again. What's your question?
Well, a lot of what you say goes over my head, but you said something about a bank app for transferring funds?
Yes.
For paying bills?
Yes.
Is that safe to do, or can that be scammed or hacked or anything?
So the service is called Zelle, Zelle, and it is safe, but what scammers have done is the way the scam works, they don't actually hack your account. They make you believe that you have received money and then that you have to send money back. And they do that by sending you a fake email that looks like it's from Zelle, but it's not actually from Zelle. So the trick actually happens outside of the security of the bank. It's equivalent to some guy standing in front of the bank, you know, trying to convince you of something and then tricking you to go into the bank to actually do something. So the scam actually happens outside, if that makes sense. It happens outside of the security of the bank. But a lot of scammers use that feature in order as a basis for their scam. And so it is safe to use, but you have to make sure that you're dealing with somebody that you already know or business that you already know that is trustworthy. It's not a stranger. It's not somebody that you just met, and certainly somebody that just called you on the phone. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, just in general, beware of people calling you on the phone that you don't know asking for money. Even if they say they're your grandchildren.
Yeah, I get a lot of bank scams trying to tell me that my bank account is closed. To get it open again, I got to press number one or call a number or something.
It's best to just hang up on those calls, because even if you push one to remove yourself from their call list, when you push that number one, what you're actually telling their algorithm is that they just called a valid number, and that there really is a person there because they pushed the number one. And it just makes the algorithm call you more often. So if you're trying to stop those calls, don't push any buttons or say anything. Just hang up. That's the best advice.
What I do. Okay. I had one legitimate email that my bank account was blocked due to a suspicious charge. And instead of responding, I called the bank. I hung up and I called my bank, and that one was legitimate. But I could tell that was legitimate and the others weren't.
Very good. That's excellent that you should do that. But thank you so much for calling. We do have to continue with the rest of the show. Here are some quick announcements. Arizona is recognized as a global manufacturing hub, says the Arizona Commerce Authority, and was proud to celebrate the value impact advanced manufacturers have had on the state's economy, no doubt referring to the many technology institutions that are building a presence here in Arizona. Okay, Samsung, chip manufacturing, Intel, Samsung, a lot of battery manufacturing, parts of electric vehicles and lithium is coming into Arizona as part of battery manufacturing, power manufacturing. All sorts of industries are starting to move here. It's starting to become a technology hub.
Yeah, we have to get used to being a hub.
And also the most anticipated teaser trailer from the new Super Mario Brothers movies. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because we have a lot of nerds that listen to the show. So
Hi, nerds. Love you.
Super Mario Brothers, trailer is actually on YouTube. You can just do a search for a Super Mario Brothers trailer. And it's a new movie coming out in April of 2023. So
okay. And just to be clear, it is an animated movie, right? It's like computer animation.
Computer animated.
Yeah. But much better than 8-bit graphics.
Yes. King Koba is actually pretty scary on there. Yeah. Oh, man, we ran out of time, so we won't have much to do about the 2022 election, so just be careful about what is said out there. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor again, Perfection Auto Works, for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location, Speedway Craycroft, for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links or emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Check activity on your bank statements. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and posted as podcasts on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to the Computer Doctor Show and click episodes and find episode 108. My name is Aaron Moss, your host, technology expert, Chris co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater, Tom Fairbanks at the control board. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.